Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to download the Devil Radio app, go on our website, or go on the Apple and Google stores, download our app, take Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. Also, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. You asked us to put it up. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in Wisconsin, attacking our democracy, questioning our voting, sticking up for Trump and the big lie. And this station, Devil Radio, is the strongest, most articulate, and least ambiguous, and least nuanced station fighting that, every one of our shows. So click on it, and you can see how you can support Devil Radio. We're going to get back to the Rittenhouse verdict. And I want to go a little deeper into what's going on in Kenosha and in our society. I'm going to say something that sounds strange, and you're not going to believe it, but it's this. People secretly like to see authority figures kill people. They like to see it. This all started when Jacob Blake was getting into his car, ignoring an officer's command to stop. The officer had him by the clothing. He was holding on to him. The three kids were in the back seat. The guy did not have a weapon. Jacob Blake did not have a weapon. The officer put 7 bullets into his back. And statewide authorities and everybody said that was normal police conduct. And not only didn't prosecute him, gave him his job back, and Merrick Garland refused to prosecute him. That was disgusting. He should have been prosecuted and put in prison. That was disgusting. In 2004, there was a guy named Michael Bell, a white guy, who was drunk, 21 years old. Police were following. He went home, and he was sitting in front of his own home, and his mother and sister were on the porch. Officer came up to his car. Another officer said, lying falsely, he has my gun. Bell hadn't even gotten close to the guy. The other officer pulls out his gun and shoots him right in the head and kills him. His father has been running ads in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about this. He did get a change in law a few years ago that requires police shootings to be investigated by an outside agency, which is simply a good cop, bad cop fake. So Kenosha guns down a guy in the head in front of his mother and sister, who's 21 and drunk with no weapon. And some other agency comes in and says, oh yeah, that was normal police conduct. Then the other agency kills somebody, and then this one comes in and says normal police conduct. 2015, another guy down there, another police officer, shot somebody. And this is a police officer who had just come back from mandatory leave for shooting somebody else. Does anybody care in Kenosha? No, you don't. You like seeing this in a very deep psychological sense. You like seeing this. There are more white people killed by cops nationwide than black people. Does that surprise you? And nobody says anything. There was a guy at a Brewer game. It's been some years ago now. Some, you know, guy in his 60s, and somehow he got in an argument and he was shot and killed right in the Brewer Stadium. Does that bother you? He's unarmed. Do you even remember that? Do you care? I don't think you do, actually. The other thing is, let's unpack the so-called defense of self-defense. In Wisconsin, we have a thing called the Castle Doctrine, where if they're in your house, you are privileged to use deadly force because you may be afraid for your life, not your property, your life. If they're in your garage, you can't sue them. If a burglar runs out of your house, you can't gun them down on the lawn. Okay, it has to be in the house. Wisconsin still has the law, which is exactly the correct law, that you have an obligation to walk away from a fight. If somebody swings at you, you do not get, and I'm not talking about it with a weapon, you don't get to shoot them. You must run away. In some southern states, they have gotten rid of that and saying you can stand your ground. Well, I'm going to get into, maybe in a future show, maybe in this one, the psychology behind the reason they do that has nothing to do with you. They're liking you, gives you the illusion of power so they can steal your pensions. But put that aside for a second. Here in Wisconsin, you don't get to stand your ground outside of your home. Kyle Rittenhouse had an AR-15 walking down the street, holding it and poking it at people. Pointing your gun at people is a criminal act. When you commit a criminal act, you lose the right to self-defense. You lose the right to self-defense. What happened was Rosenbaum saw that and went after him to try to take the gun away. Rittenhouse murdered him, saying that he was reaching for his gun. Well, of course he was, to take it away. And Rittenhouse said, oh, but I was afraid he'd use it on me. Huber saw him murder Rosenbaum. So Huber swatted away with his skateboard. One of them threw a bag of garbage at him that missed. There was no weapon, and he gunned them both down and killed them. Gage Grosskreutz saw him murder two people, and he had a gun. He would have been justified in killing Rittenhouse. Some people would say he should have, but he couldn't bring himself to do it, so Rittenhouse shot him. Now, on all those facts, including pointing the gun at the crowd, a Kenosha jury, not knowing that 2 weeks beforehand on a video, Rittenhouse had said into the camera, I want to take punitive action, violent action in response to Black Lives Matter. That was suppressed by this judge, who also permitted the defense to say that Huber, Rosenbaum, and Gage Grosskreutz were arsonists and rioters, which was false, and would not permit the prosecution to say that those three people were victims. But a bad judge alone, and he is a very bad judge, and it's time to get him off the bench, but a bad judge alone doesn't do it. There is a deep sense, like there was in Mississippi and Alabama, in the murder of civil rights people and in the murder of black people by white people 60 years ago, and in the jury in the O.J. Simpson's trial, who let a murderer off killing two people. There's a deep tribal racial instinct in our society now, which was fanned initially by Donald Trump and has been fed by everybody, including Scott Walker, who praised the verdict, said that Rittenhouse was guilty, glad to see it. Clayfish did the same thing. Ron Johnson did the same thing. Brian Stile did the same thing. The Wall Street Journal did the same thing. That is a very dangerous division in society. And that is exactly was the objective of Osama bin Laden back when he orchestrated the bombing of the World Trade Center. He said, my purpose is to divide America. You can't conquer America unless you divide it, and then you can conquer it bit by bit. That's what he said, and that's what's happening. What are we going to do about that now? Rittenhouse can be sued by Huber, Grosskreutz, Huber's estate, I should say, and Rosenbaum's estate. There might be a way of getting into federal court on diversity of citizenship because he was from Illinois. So you get a good judge, not something like the old crow that was down in Kenosha. And the evidence that it wouldn't be the prosecution, the plaintiffs could bring in is broader than in the criminal case. But let's say you get a $50 million verdict against this guy who's essentially unemployable except for his celebrity. Say he goes to work for Matt Gaetz or Paul Gosar. And I will tell you this, if he does that and they swagger up and down the hallway grinning at people, this is going on in Kenosha, the guy that put seven bullets into Jacob Blake's back, paralyzing him in front of his kids when he was holding onto his shirt, and there's no weapon. And statewide authorities, everybody's afraid. Nobody prosecutes them. They say it's normal police conduct. This guy can go grinning around, holding his gun, walk up to people, say, what'd you say to me? What'd you say to me? The guy that shot Michael Bell in 2004 can do the same thing if he's still on the force. Guy 5 years ago, 6 years ago, who did it again when he came off of some kind of forced administrative leave for shooting another guy. At what point do you permit people who shoot people to walk around, touch their gun, grin at you, and say, what did you say to me? Not, perhaps not very long. And let me tell you something else. If you were Kyle Rittenhouse, he thinks that by going on Tucker Carlson, which has a lot of viewers, you know, he's a wannabe. He's a wannabe. So he's going to get a little fame and publicity. There's going to be a lot of people watching that who do not like him. And he's going to be living a life for a long, long time where if I were he, I'd be very reluctant to go out in public. So what do we do with this? As we keep escalating it, if there are more shootings, prosecutors, in this case, did a very good job. But there are bad state judges that handle these things. There are, you know, statewide law enforcement people who want to be governor and they don't do anything about it. Nobody does anything about it. What happens is that's not good for our country. That's not good for our country. Yes, this particular one was a race-based decision. Much like in Mississippi, letting off people who murder civil rights workers. But it wasn't entirely that because Michael Bell was white. It's a deep, innate sense of people, a laziness and a deep, unacknowledged satisfaction when they see people killed by law enforcement or somebody who they think is sticking up for law enforcement. That's got to change. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.